Good afternoon. My name is Mel Barron, and I see a couple of my colleagues and supporters here, so I want to say thank you for showing up. You promised not to yell or boo or throw things at me, so thanks a lot. So I'm at a university, and I'm a pharmacist, and the question is, why in the hell are you doing all this? And it all by accident, so I only have 15 or 20 minutes, and so I can't tell you why I'm doing this, but it was all by accident. And it's been an incredible journey doing these photo novellas and now working with our DVDs. So Tammy, thanks for inviting me. That was really kind of you. So I don't have anything to disclose, and I'm just an employee of a university and a faculty member. So, and I live in LA. So if you live in LA and you do stuff like this, then you're in show business, son. So, and I live near Brentwood, and you know, so people ask me, I'm in show business. I said, yeah, of course, you know, why not? And so it's kind of cool. So my students think I'm in show business too, and so it's been a lot of fun. So we did a little bit of a few different things than Tommy did. We decide on what we think we want to do. Is it going to be diabetes or depression? What is our topic? And once we do that, we really go to focus groups rather than advisory board and use a ton of people. We go directly to the source of the population that we think we're targeting and then do the focus groups and asking questions about what we think they know about and don't know about. And then we use a lot of obviously stakeholders and collaborators and different people within clinicians and researchers, et cetera. And then, of course, a lot of things we have to do with our funding agencies and what are their input, et cetera. So our projects really focus around the research, obviously, then script development. Once we do the research, and that's what we call our focus groups, really gives us the storyline that we think we want to use, and then also gives us a lot of the myth that we think that we need to debunk in the storyline. So this was the first one we did, and this was a little bit provocative at the university. We tried hard. You can't guess by. Oh, by the way, we decided we weren't going to put what we were doing on the title. So figure if we tell you, do you want to know about folic acid and neural tube defects? Nobody will ever pick that up, so who cares? So we thought, well, what if we did a little provocative? Somebody, if you saw this sitting there, you probably want to turn the page. This is all about folic acid and the use of 400 micrograms of folic acid preventing birth defects. So, you know, it's tricky, I know, but that's part of the game. Will somebody open it and read it? And that was the whole piece of this puzzle. This was the first one we did. We begged for money, we finally got it. We got turned down so many times, it was unfunny. We finally did this, it became fairly popular, it became a hit, and we said, okay, we can move forward. And this is a lot of collaboration, and I'm gonna show a little bit of this, because this is the one we made into a DVD. But we collaborated at the university with a school of social work. We worked with a professor who has a joint appointment between pharmacy and gerontology. We worked with the social work group, and so we really had a lot of fun collaborating and doing this one. Do you want to guess what this is about? Get a little clue here. Dementia. Good group. We're going here. This is the second one we did, and do you want to take a guess about what this one's about? This is diabetes. But some of the interesting things that we found when we did these focus groups, and this is really the critical piece when you're putting these together. So if you write them from top down, you're really writing them from a scholar and really need it from the people who you're writing this for. So what was one of the major myths that we came up with out of here? Once we went into the community, the thing that we kept hearing over and over again is that insulin was causing the blindness and the amputation. I mean, I know, it's kind of weird, it's funky, but if you hear this in focus groups over and over again, then it becomes real for the community. We went back and spoke to a lot of primary care physicians in the community, and they verified that trying to put this population on insulin was like giving them a death sentence. So this is a critical piece that we had to use at the beginning of the storyline. Could we debunk the myth? And that was really important for us. This was one we did, I guess you could guess this one. This is depression. And we worked a lot with a a colleague was at USC by the name of Leo Cabasa. He's done a ton of work about depression in the Hispanic community. He's now at Columbia University, and he's still been collaborating. He's written a number of peer-reviewed articles that we were able to deal with. You can see a little bit of the layout design. I know Anna's done it. So some of the keys here on the layout and the design is not to overcrowd the storyline. And we're very careful about how many words we use in the bubble. We try very hard writing our photonovellas at about a fourth and fifth grade reading level. This was Oscar and the Giant. It'd be a hard one to guess what this was, but this was about pediatric asthma. This was, the giant was really a metaphor for the pressure and that Oscar felt when he had his asthma attacks. And this was a real lot of fun to do with this. We brought this Luca Libre to the university. I had the LA Times USC Festival of Books. I brought him there with his costume. Then I had my pharmacy students running around with their white coats, with the photo novellas, handing them out. All the women and kids wanted to take pictures with them. So we got a lot of push on that one. This was one we did on Fiesta Fiasco. This was about medication adherence. We actually did a project we did. A colleague of ours got a ton of money from the tobacco industry. And they wrote this NIH grant to them, and then they got a ton of money from tobacco, and they wanted to do something on second and third hand smoking. It's in the, I didn't bring any copies, but this is about second and third hand smoking, and it's being studied right now, so I can't distribute those. So now, we've done two digital pieces on DVDs. The one on dementia, and the other one is Rosa, Out of Control, which is a obesity for kids. So now I have to try to figure this out. And I'll show you a little bit about what we're doing. Where do I go now?
I wonder if that moved.
Did we move it?
Yeah.
No sound. Oh, is it cool over here? It goes over here, I think. That's a little portion of it. It's about 15, 18 minutes, and it's been pretty cool. We've been able to show this on public television in Los Angeles. We've been able, both of these have been shown on public television. So we've gotten a lot of miles. And I also want to tell you, because we're in show business, we've been able to, Rosa Out of Control and the Diabetes Fotonovela, we performed live on stage. We actually added choreography and music and performed it at a health fair and at the Festival of Books, and it was really cool. We really had a lot of fun. And we also once did a reading on our diabetes piece at a health fair and engaged the audience with the actors. And then I had my pharmacy bilingual pharmacy students responding to the people in the audience about questions about their diabetes, etc. So it worked pretty well. We do also do a Q&A section. It's kind of the review of the story again. And it gives us an opportunity basically tell the story for the second time. We've gone through all kinds of evaluations. We use a lot of our PhD people at the university trying to evaluate the content and the impact on what we've been able to do. So there's some real take-home messages, and it's really critical, in my opinion. One is the importance of the community focus groups, our target audience. The design, I think, is critical because it really gives you an opportunity to look at and seeing how many words on a page. The pictures almost can tell the story. And so when we're reading that, and when you look at the ones we did on the DVD, we're placing them into waiting rooms. Most of our focus and our distribution is at what we call safety net clinics. We've been able to, in addition to this, we negotiated with La Opinion newspaper, which is the Los Angeles number one newspaper for Hispanic populations, and we have been able to distribute about 175,000 copies of our novellas inserted into the newspaper, and we could actually target zip codes that we wanted to be able to do that. And so our distribution channels have been kind of fascinating for us, and we've been able to do this. So they go mainly to our safety net clinics, etc. So this is kind of an interesting story. I work awful hard on doing these, and so I decided to put myself in every one of these fotonovelas. I think some of you might remember Alfred Hitchcock, if some of you that old enough to remember. And he put himself in all of these. He was in a train station, a phone booth, and he was everywhere. And so I said, the hell, I'm going to be in one of these. So my wife says to me one day, how come I'm not in any of the novellas? I said, well, show business, sweetheart, if you want to be, they have casting calls, you have to show up. She says, when's the next shoot? I tell her it's on a Saturday, and there's a silence. She says, what time? I said, you have to be ready with makeup and everything ready to go 8 a.m. She says, I heard that in show business, you know, if you sleep with the producer, you get a chance to get a shot at some of this. So I said, I'm sorry, sweetheart, that's a myth. Anyway, she showed up at 8 o'clock, and she's in with the one on obesity. We actually staged the scene where I'm in a pharmacy playing a pharmacist talking to this young lady and her pharmacist, so we're pretty good. There's a whole bunch of resources that if you wanted to, we have it, some of the articles that have been published for us and goes through a whole bunch of litany. These are peer-reviewed articles. Afterward, if anybody would like to, if I go back a second, there was some place I thought, if you want to contact me, my email is mbaron, M-B-A-R-O-N, at usc.edu. And my phone number in my office is 323 area code 442-2686. Contact me if I can get you some of the novellas. I'm happy to do it for you. And if you want to know a little bit more information on how we did this, I'm happy to do it. Thank you. Taking advantage yet of social media, so we're trying to figure out how to do all of this, and so That's our next step, is how to really maximize social media. But so far, we really haven't. We've been basically, it's all been print. We've done the DVD, we've done public television, but we haven't been on social media. But I think that's a great place for us to move, and we're thinking about apps and all that kind of stuff. And so a lot of it has to do with how we can do funding and, you know, that kind of stuff. Because we get a lot of requests. So when I write a grant, let's say, and I can maybe publish and print maybe 20, 30, 40,000, once I give them out and I'm done, we get requests. I have nothing in stock. And so if somebody wants a copy, to print one or two copies would cost so much money. So it's part of the difficulty of doing it.
And we're going to hear from Helen a little bit later, who's going to talk mostly about the social media aspect of that. So, great. Thank you, Mel. And again, we'll have more.